Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday to all you fine folks out there watching on Bally Live. We're looking at Clover Park in overcast Port St. Lucie, Florida. Site of today's Florida State League ball game between the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals, and the St. Lucie Mets. Today, we bring you game one of a six-game series with first pitch scheduled for 6:10. We welcome you to the broadcast booth now, Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker. Happy to be back with you after a week in Daytona. Jake, a successful week for the Mets. They went up to Daytona, won the first three games, struggled on Friday and Saturday, but came back from a 6-0 deficit on Sunday, won 7-6 to win 4-6, so they roll back into town with the winning series, and they roll back into town with some pretty good new players.
Yeah, how about that? A great week for them over in Daytona. Nice to get the series win. And now, of course, you mentioned the new guys. Really exciting to have them here and making their home debuts here at Clover Park. Those guys bringing a whole new element to this ball club. We've seen all the talent that this team has had, just hadn't been able to put together. Seems like they're starting to do that, trying to do it again here against a very good Palm Beach team.
Yeah, five Mets draft picks, all position players, made their pro debuts last week in Daytona at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. They are now back here in Port St. Lucie about to try to put on a show for these home fans. And also Palm Beach. They have nine draft picks from the Cardinals draft on this squad and a free agent that they signed post-draft. So it's going to be a different looking series than it was the last time these two teams met here the final week of July. One of those new players for the Mets was Eli Serrano. He had a big game on Sunday, sparked the offense with the two-run home run in the sixth inning. Then he had the go-ahead hit in the seventh inning, a two-out, two-strike poke to left. Great to have Eli on the team, and Jake spoke with Eli before today's game. And we thank Eli for taking time out of his busy day, first home day here at Clover Park, to speak with Jake. To look at the field, it's overcast right now. Rained earlier today. We hope no rain tonight. Managers and umpires meeting at home plate down there. Yukari De La Cruz, the manager for St. Lucie. Gary Kendall, his third year with Palm Beach. The umpires today, Austin Matchick, the base umpire. Tyler Vadenwader is the home plate umpire. Glad to have the ABS strike zone back with us after the disaster that it was, the human strike zone up in Daytona over the last series. Mets come into this game with a 17-29 mark in the second half. They are 39-73 overall. The Mets have won five of their last seven games. Palm Beach, as you see, the best team in the league, 69-43. They won the first half. Palm Beach is going to win the second half. The Cardinals are 32-14, a 7.5 game lead with 18 to play. Daytona currently leads Jupiter by a game and a half in the wild card spot. Daytona took it on the chin against the Mets last week. They're hoping to win that series and get some padding in the standings. They did not. Over in the West Division, Lakeland still has the best record in the West, but they are far from playoff position. They didn't win the first half, and they're four games behind Fort Myers in the second half. So Fort Myers in pretty good shape at 29-15. Dunedin 7 back. Tampa 7.5 out. They're essentially done. Bradenton 12 back. First half champ Clearwater 14-32 in the second half, but safely in the playoffs. Other games around the Florida State League today. Everybody else getting started at 6:30. Daytona at Jupiter. That's the big one. Daytona leads the wild card by a game and a half over the Hammerheads. They go head-to-head all week. Dunedin at Clearwater at 6:30. Fort Myers at Tampa 6:30. Bradenton at Lakeland at 6:30. Starting pitching matchup. Interesting one here at Clover Park. You have two minor league rehabbers. Kyle Crick on the mound for St. Lucie. He'll be making his season debut. Crick blew out his calf before spring training. It was pretty bad, he told me. So finally he's able to get into game action for the first time in 2024. And Sem Roberta, a former Dunedin Blue Jay in this league, traded last year by the Cardinals to the Blue Jays, or from the Blue Jays to the Cardinals, part of the Jordan Hicks trade. He's been on the injured list with an elbow strain since June 18th. This will be his second rehab start with Palm Beach. Both guys AAA rehabs. So that is your starting pitching matchup. We'll see how long each go. Crick told me one inning and done, and Kyle is taking the field right now for the first time in 2024, leading out the rest of the St. Lucie Mets. Everybody else coming out of the dugouts, trickling out to the lines for the national anthem, which is upon us. Silver Slugger Phil Wildstein going to sing the national anthem for us tonight. For that, we send it down to the field. With that, it's go time. The Mets and the Cardinals are meeting for the 19th of their 24 scheduled games this season. Tonight, the start of a six-game set at Clover Park. Cardinals lead the season series 13-5, including a 5-1 mark in that July series at Clover Park. Cardinals outscored the Mets 105-67 this season. That is the St. Lucie Mets starting pitcher, Kyle Crick, signed as a free agent the end of 2023, 31 years old from Fort Worth, Texas. In his major league career, and he's appeared in 194 games, the 9-11 record. Again, he had the calf injury suffered 10 days before the start of spring training. It was pretty bad, and he has been unable to pitch until now, so he'll be one inning tonight and then turn it over to the regular St. Lucie Mets. This is a minor league rehab start for Crick. As for the Mets defense, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
It's the new guys out in the outfield. Jacoby Long in left field. Carson Bench in center. Eli Serrano in right field. And then on the infield from third to first, it's Marco Vargas. Been battling some injuries this year, but in the lineup today. Colin Houck, Boston Barrow, and Jairo Cuevas. And your battery is Frith and Ronald Hernandez catching behind the plate.
Starting lineup for the Cardinals. A lot of new names. They rolled in the draft pick the week after the prior season between these two teams. Christian Martin's going to lead off and play second. Ryan Campos is the DH batting second. J.J. Weatherholt, number 7 overall pick out of West Virginia, bats third. He's at short. He's the top-ranked prospect in the Florida State League now. Joshua Baez bats cleanup. He's in right. Ian Petrutz is in left field from Alabama. Sammy Hernandez, the catcher, hits fifth. Sixth, rather. Jose Cordoba bats seventh. Ross Friedrich, eighth. And Cade McGee rounds out the starting nine for Palm Beach. And we are about ready for baseball. This is going to be a fun week ahead at Clover Park. The new draft picks for the Mets, new draft picks for the Cardinals. Going to bring a different element than what we've seen between these teams this season. And the Mets, of course, riding high after winning 4-6 in Daytona. Palm Beach comes up from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, where they went 3-3 last week against Jupiter. First pitch is on the way to Christian Martin. It's a fastball for ball one, and we're underway at 6-12. It's 89 degrees and overcast at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. And we do apologize. Our center field camera is not working today, so we will not have that angle to bring to you, unfortunately. We're going to try to make up for it the best we can at times, but this will be the primary feed tonight when the pitches are thrown. Again, we're working on it. We apologize. We hope to have a solution at some point in time this week. So Crick's falling behind 2-0 to Martin, and then gets a strike in. We have the automated ball strike system calling all the pitches tonight. Last week, the umpires called all their own balls and strikes. No ABS, no challenge system in Daytona, and it got rough for both teams. And I think Mets probably happy to be back to just the computerized strike zone. Well, it did work out for them late in that Sunday day.
No ifs, ands, or buts this time, as the ABS system does not make any friends. If that ball even touches the zone, it'll be called a strike.
Yeah, we do have a new audience, I'm sure, tuning in tonight with new Mets draft picks and Cardinals draft picks. 3-2 pitch is fouled away. Now, that view you're getting, that is from our wireless camera, which we're going to get inside baseball here. That camera is used for many other things, in-game entertainment, between-inning contests. So that camera is not going to stay there all night, although maybe we should put it there. Crick's 3-2 pitch is fouled away. It actually works out pretty well, doesn't it? It is windy here at the ballpark. We do know that. It's breezing out to right field. Some pop-up storms moving across the state all afternoon. It's been dodging and dipping and diving and ducking here at Clover Park. Breaking ball inside. So that's a long plate appearance for Martin. And he draws the walk from Crick on the breaking ball.
That might take some time for Crick to get back into his groove. As we mentioned, this is his first game of the 2024 season. Very hard to immediately be pitching exactly the way you want to. So every pitch he can throw is a good one for him as he continues to try and get into game action here.
Ryan Campos next. Campos, fourth round pick out of Arizona State by the Cardinals, and he will swing late on a fastball at 90. The draft picks for the Palm Beach Cardinals have been with the Cardinals longer than the Mets draft picks have been with the Mets. They're into their third series now. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball in for a strike. And Campos, one of the better ones. This is his 15th game for Palm Beach. He He's hitting 306, the double and 8 RBI. O2 pitch, foul tipped. Nope. Out of the glove of Hernandez. Not quite.
Didn't quite squeeze that one. A good pitch, though, from Crick to get what could have been a strikeout had Hernandez held on to it. See if he goes back to something similar. Now, this is a series, Adam, where you can't really look at how the old series went because you have so many new guys in the lineups and you don't know what you're going to be in for.
Martin runs, pitches a ball high. Quick throw by Hernandez is too late. Stolen base for Martin. So a walk and a stolen base. That runner right out there in scoring position. Now, the Cardinals, they've been the best team in the Florida State League, I won't say all season, but they have the best record of the 10 teams right now. But they seem to have gotten stronger since adding these draft picks. Teams usually do. As Crick steps off, that'll be a disengagement.
Looks like he was trying to clean out his cleats a little bit. Had some dirt stuck in there. I always want to make sure it's comfortable when you're coming down and landing.
1-2 pitch to Campos. Breaking ball misses outside. Looking at the Cardinals draft. All their drafted position players at a college, all but one, are with Palm Beach, including the fourth rounder, Campos. Checks his swing on appeal. Did he go? No. Austin Matchick said no.
You're seeing in this game two very different organizations when it comes to how they work with their draft picks. Palm Beach usually quicker to call those guys up. They stick around longer here in Single A. Mets usually a little bit slower, and those guys aren't here for too long, but both teams do have their draft picks here.
3-2 pitch, that one misses, so back-to-back full counts and back-to-back walks. Crick in some trouble here as he works through the rust. And here is the big draft pick by the Cardinals. 7th overall, J.J. Weatherholtz. Already their top prospect, and Hernandez has signaled some to the defense. Weatherholt, he's already got the first home run under his belt from University of West Virginia. First pitch, he takes the breaking ball outside, and Crick just can't seem to find. He's even motioning. How to finish. And this with the fastball, 89. The walks were the key storyline last week in Daytona. Mets went 3-0 the first three games. They walked a total of 8 batters. It was a great feat for a single-A team. Limit that few walks that three-game span. As Crick misses high. The series took a turn on Friday in Daytona in the middle innings when the walks piled up. That bled into Sunday as well, but once the Mets stopped walking guys middle late in the game, they were able to come back and win. But Crick trying not to walk the bases loaded to start, and he gets a strike over at 88.
It was a big one just to get over the zone, get a strike on there and avoid the bases loaded walk, but still more work to do, still behind in the count, 3-1.
Weatherholt will ground one to second. Barrow goes to second, the throw to first, close, not in time. Wow. Cuevas thought he had it. No double play. A fielder's choice. Weatherholt beat it out. Pretty nifty turn between Barrow and Houck. That was so close. So Martin goes down to third, Campos out at second, Weatherholt safely on first. But For Crick, he gets that first out and avoids walking the bases loaded after falling behind 3-0. Now Joshua Baez. Runners at the corners. First pitch breaking ball came inside and hit him. One pitch. And down to first he goes. That was the first right-handed batter for Crick to deal with. Came too far in.
Able to avoid the bases loaded on the walks, get the ground ball out, but then a hit-by-pitch basically wipes that away. Do have one out in this situation, though, so looking for that potential double play ball.
Next up, Ian Petrutz, another new draft pick from the University of Alabama. He bats with the bases loaded and takes the fastball for strike one. Petrutz, to this point, has been the best producer of the Cardinals draft picks. He's almost batting 400. 0-1 breaking ball. He looks it all the way in. Ball one. Petrutz hitting 396 and 25 total bases in 15 games. Chance to do early damage.
He's been off to a great start, no question about it. This will be a good test for Crick here.
Crick, 23 pitches and long outing for his first one, and he comes inside and hits Petrutz. Back-to-back hit batters. Martin's going to score. So two walks and two hit batters. And Crick looking like a pitcher who's not pitched this season, which is the case. And that will be it. So on a rehab assignment, it's always up in the air with these guys as they're trying to shake out the rust. And it did not go well for Crick today. He will depart, having not given up a hit, but four base runners and a run. It'll be a long night for the Mets bullpen. New pitcher when we come back. Irving Cota is the new pitcher for St. Lucie. Cota likely knew his number was going to be called early in this game as Crick was only going to go one inning, so hopefully ready. And pitched in one game in Daytona. The Mets looked like towards the end of that series in Daytona, pitching staff was out of gas. Hopefully one day off, the Monday off day, is enough to recharge. Sammy Hernandez at the plate. Bases loaded. One out. One run already in. Cota's breaking ball. Gets a swing and a miss. A good curve.
Cota coming into the game with a 2.57 ERA and seven innings pitched this year. He's had a couple of good outings. One of his tougher ones in the month of August, but two great pitches here.
Same pitch, same result. A strike. Cota, a recent addition, the 20-year-old from Mexico, coming up from the Complex League just a couple of weeks ago. Joined us in the Fort Myers trip. 0-2 on Hernandez. Breaking ball, struck him out. Slow curve at 73. Hernandez chased. After all this, Mets can escape the inning with just a run on no hits if Cota can retire Cordoba. Walk, walk, ground out, hit batter, strikeout.
Cota really going with the curveball in that at bat, and why not? Hernandez kept swinging at it.
Well, he's going to go curveball again and get another swing and a miss.
Keep throwing it.
Why not? It's 4-for-4. At some point, the Cardinals will stop swinging at it, but not in the first four pitches. Pitches outside on appeal, did not go. That's a nice stop by Hernandez. Not want a wild pitch now from so close to escaping, just allowing a run.
I changed up on going with a slider instead of a curveball, and it was a good pitch. Almost got him to go around, just a little bit too far out that time.
1-1, Cordoba will look at and take the ball, and another good stop by Hernandez. Just kind of push that one into the ground.
That's more where he wanted that pitch, much closer to the zone, but credit to Cordoba, who was able to hold up that time. But again, almost started to go around.
And six pitches. I'm not sure any of these are actually in the strike zone, but they're all swinging. Doesn't matter. The 2-1 fastball hit into right field for Serrano. Eli makes the catch, and the side is retired. Nice job of damage control by Cota. Cardinals score one run without a hit. No errors, and three are stranded. Long top of the first is complete. When we come back to Clover Park, Mets swing the sticks for the first time tonight. Another rehabber. This one is Sam Robersa, 22-year-old for the Palm Beach Cardinals from the Netherlands. The Dutchman used to pitch for the Dunedin Blue Jays when he was a Florida State leaguer, as a regular Florida State leaguer. Coming back from an elbow strain. Mets lineup, it'll be Barrow, Benj, and Vargas to lead it off. There's Boston. Middle three, Hernandez, Houck, and Serrano. And the bottom of the order, Ewing, Long, and Cuevas. We welcome Benj, Serrano, and Long to Clover Park for the first time this year. Welcome back, Marco Vargas, activated from the injured list. Time for that Daytona series on the road. Roberts' first pitch is hammered into right center field, down for a base hit for Boston Barrow. First pitch swinging, and he singles.
Boston Barrow picking up right where he left off. He's batting 280 on the season. He gets another nice base hit. He's got a great swing. He's been swinging the bat really, really well. And it's always nice to have a leadoff guy that can get on base quickly and set things up. With the Mets already down 1-0, a chance to tie the game.
Carson Benj, been on base 7 out of 10 plate appearances to start his pro career. The Mets' first-round pick out of Oklahoma State. We'll look at a fastball strike 1. I mean, a very nice start to his pro career. up in Daytona. Got on base four times in a row in his first game. Takes this one inside and low. A ball and a strike. Ninja two-way player at Oklahoma State. Did have Tommy John surgery, but he's not going to pitch in the Mets organization. He's going to focus on the outfields. 1-1. He swings and misses. Bat goes flying. They collect it in the Palm Beach dugout. 1-2. Roberson was acquired in a trade last July. Cardinals traded the flamethrower Jordan Hicks to the Blue Jays for Adam Klopfenstein and Roberson. Roberson had risen as high as New Hampshire, double A, in the Blue Jays system. And he was in triple A Memphis for the Cardinals this year when he landed on the IL. One, two to Benj, and Carson will foul it off left side. Keep the bat in his hands this time.
More of a defensive swing, able to get a piece of that. That was a good pitch just on the outside corner. Would have been a called strike had Carson laid off of it.
Barrow, a medium-sized lead from first. Roberts' pitch is spoiled foul again. Ben's just peppering it off to the left until he gets something he likes.
That's what you want to do when you're in a two-strike count. Foul off those pitches that are too close to take. And so you can finally get something that you like and then try and really drive it.
A liner into left field. Benj has a hit. Back-to-back singles for the Mets to start off this game at the plate. Arrow into right center, Benj into left. Good two-strike approach.
Two different types of at-bats with Barrow swinging aggressively early on and then Benj fighting off pitches until he got a good one. But very nice job by the Mets offense here with back-to-back singles and now runners on first and second.
The Cardinals made their threat in the top of the inning with all the walks and the two at-batters, and now the Mets swinging the sticks. Marco Vargas at the plate, and he will take pitch off the plate. Vargas, a quiet return to action. He's been hampered by wrist and hamstring injuries this year. Still a top 15 prospect in the Mets organization. Roberson delivers outside.
It's been unfortunate for Vargas that he's had to deal with so many injuries. The key for him is just trying to stay healthy right now as he slowly works his way back up into full game action. Sometimes you want to try and take it easy when you're first coming back from those injuries and not trying to re-aggravate anything.
A bloop into foul territory. McGee racing towards it, but it drops into no man's land. Just foul strike one.
McGee made that a lot closer than it probably could have been. Nice hustle, a little bit too far out of his range, and Vargas will get another chance. Vargas has got a lot of talent. We've seen it here this season. He's pretty good defensively as well. A nice swing. Just needs to find that consistency, and again, trying to avoid injuries.
Robert said the 2-1, and it's lined up the middle and caught. Back to second goes Barrow. He makes it in time. Weatherholt snags that but can't double up Barrow. That's tough judgment by the Mets, because if that ball hits the dirt first, could be a double play. Barrow able to get back in. Tough break by Vargas. Couldn't sneak it into the outfield. First out of the night.
Yeah, unfortunate. It's the key word there. That one right up the middle and able to be grabbed. But a nice job by Barrow to get back and not be doubled off. So still a chance here for Hernandez.
And Hernandez has been one of the best hitters in the league from the start, hitting .271 with five homers. Last time he was at Clover Park, hit that fifth home run out to right field. A lot of left-handed batters in this game, you'll see on the broadcast. Hernandez, a switch hitter, but as long as a righty's in there, He flies it into right field at Baez, makes the catch, no tag for Barrow. Roberson, a couple of singles and now two outs. Chance to navigate this first inning scoreless on his rehab assignment. And it will be a right-handed batter at Howe. But back to all the lefties coming to plate, something that happened last week in Daytona, really all year, is those shortstops play up the middle like Weatherholt did, and they can stop those line drives and ground balls right over the bag. No more pie slice in the Florida State League. As Houck waits on this pitch and takes it for a strike, a slider at the top of the zone. Houck, a four-game hit streak. Singled Sunday in the fifth inning. Mets were being no hit until he got that single against Daytona at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. So he backs off of this one. So the Mets win. That Sunday game was something else for those who listen on radio. The Mets were down 5-0 after two innings. They walked six batters. They didn't have a hit of their own until the fifth. They managed to win that game. Still not quite sure how. I don't think Daytona knows either. 1-1. Slider foul back. But the Mets won that game to win the series. Would have been a frustrating series split after winning the first three if they could not win one of the last three. But they did. You never know how those Sunday getaway games are going to go. They can get haywire. Two on, two out. Roberson delivers. It's a weak ground ball over the second base bag. The throw by Martin scooped at first base by Friedrich. Houck is barely out, and the inning is over. Well, a couple of singles to start, but Barrow and Benj never move after that. The line-out fly-out and that nifty ground-out. We're through one. It's 1-0 Palm Beach.
Time for our three keys to the game. Number one, new guys boost. Benj, Serrano, and Long making home debuts. First home game for Vargas since early July. Number two, limit the walks. Mets only walk 8 batters in the first 3 wins in Daytona. Walk 17 in the 2 losses. And number three, timely hits. Palm Beach is the best pitching team in the league. Unlikely to be a hit parade. Get the hits when it counts.
That's frustrating. End of the first inning for the Mets, 0-for-3 runners in scoring position. They set themselves up nicely and couldn't get that timely hit. Friedrich to lead off against Cota, and he yanks one foul. Friedrich, one of the few players from last year's draft class for the Cardinals that still remains post-draft international free agent signing right after the draft. It'll be Friedrich, McGee, and then back to the top end, Martin. Well, these Palm Beach Cardinals are going to the playoffs. Won the first half. Of course, a lot of players on that first half team are gone upwards to Peoria, High A, but certainly reinforcements from the draft class. So as this pitch gets apparently missed. Now this Palm Beach second half team, maybe even better than the first half team. It's tough to do. 1-1 pitch is too high, a changeup. Two balls and a strike on Friedrich.
Well, we mentioned the ABS system doesn't make any friends, and usually it benefits the pitchers, but these last two pitches barely missing.
Ground ball off the side of the mound, backhanded at short. Houck recovers to make the play. Popped it up off his glove to himself. It was on him quickly. That helped. Friedrich retired. Houck maybe thought he had one go against him. Last inning at the plate. Look at that. No panic. I would say this. On Sunday, he was one of the unsung heroes in the comeback as this ball is blooped into center by McGee, caught by Bench. And Carson Bench makes his first play in the outfield. Two up, two down for Coda this inning. Four up, four down since entering. But Houck made two great plays at third base in the back half of Sunday's game that if he doesn't make, I don't think the Mets win. As this pitch is a strike to Christian Martin. So good that Houck is solid in the field the last couple of games. Square to bunt. I don't know if he really meant it, but Martin takes it. Martin walked and scored that against Crick in the first. And Palm Beach didn't get a hit in that first inning, got a run. Now he puts down a bunt, and that's going to be a hit. This happens all the time. And the Mets just continue to play that defense, giving it up. And I would not expect that to change. So Martin says, you're going to give it to me, I'll take it. And you got a pitcher in Coda who's come in red hot. Tough way to give up his first hit.
Yeah, why not take the base hit if they're going to give you that open spot? It was a beautiful bunt put down by Martin. He's been on base two times now.
Campos, he's going to do the same. It's going to be picked up by Coda. He throws to first in the nick of time. Well, it had to be Coda because Vargas was too far away. If that is another 3 feet to the left, it would have been a hit. So the Mets, that's something they're really going to have to focus on. They're going to have to change their defensive strategy because the Cardinals appear to be willing to do that going forward. Back at Clover Park, Eli Serrano at the dish for St. Lucie. His first home at bat. First pitch, he knocks it out of play to the left. Roberson in inning number two of his rehab assignment, pitched one inning in his first game for Palm Beach on rehab. Gave a couple of hits to start, but then retired the last three faced in the first. post a zero, keep the Cardinals up 1-0. Serrano takes the next pitch for a strike. Well, Eli pulled the Mets out of the fire there on Sunday, didn't he? A two-run home run in the sixth with the Mets down 6-1. That kind of opened the door. Then the go-ahead hit 1 inning later. That go-ahead hit was on an 0-2 count against a lefty who had held lefties to an 0.95 batting average and had struck lefties out at a 47% rate. So just a great piece of hitting. Pitch wasn't even a strike. Serrano takes this in the dirt. Just threw the bat head out. Poked it in the left field. Good enough. Mature piece of hitting there. Serrano lines the curve into left, and it's foul.
Just a little bit off on the timing of that one. Nearly got it across and into left field. Why has been a good hitter for the Mets since coming up and joining the team. And he's a very tall guy, Adam. When I was down there doing an interview with him, I kept forgetting I had to raise the camera up a little bit more.
He takes the ball high. Long, lean, rangy outfielder. And as he showed in Daytona, just muscled the ball out to right center field. Probably the toughest part of the ballpark at Jackie Robinson Ballpark to hit one out of. 3-2. This ball hammered into right, but it's caught. That was absolutely drilled by Serrano. Jake will check the exit velocity on that one for us. That had to be well over 100.
107 off the bat.
Yeah, it was a missile right at Baez. Here's A.J. Ewing. Now, if Eli keeps swinging like that, they will drop or go out. First pitch, a ball high. Ewing homered on Saturday in Daytona, his third of the year. He went the other way to left, which is the way to go. You are in Daytona. Hit it to left field. That's where the wind goes. That's where it's the shortest. 1-1, Ewing drives it into center field. Cordoba racing back. It's over his head and going up against the wall. Ewing's going to speed into second and hold with the double. Good swing by Ewing. Back-to-back, well-struck balls by the Mets here in the second against Robertson.
And Cordoba didn't get a perfect read on it, and by the time he realized it was too late and it was over his head, I don't think AJ knew it right away either. But once he saw that that ball was over Cordoba's head, he turned on the jets. Has to hold up at second, but a nice double here for Ewing.
Cordoba got himself in line with it. I don't think he realized it was that deep. So Jacoby Long, his first game at Clover Park. We'll take this to the backstop, a missed catch by Hernandez. Call that a pass ball at the moment. The tying run is now 90 feet away.
Pass ball. A nice break there for the Mets. Basically turns that double into a triple at this point.
Long drove in a couple of runs last week in Daytona. He's the Mets' 17th round pick out of Miami. Great pro debut in his first game. Rounds one fat. So he had a couple of hits, scored the go-ahead run in the ninth, made a great play in left field. Finds himself in a 1-1 count here. The upright stance, back of the box. Takes a close one.
Well, that's the third pitch now we've seen that is missed by hairs.
Infield is in for the Cardinals. Long pokes it into center, falling fast. It will drop. Jacoby Long ties this game up with the single into center as Ewing touches home. It's 1-1.
Robinson, was that exactly what Jacoby Long wanted? No, but he gets it up just far enough, balls in the center field, and it's an RBI base hit in the books. Really nice job by Long to get that ball out there and tie this game up for the Mets.
Infield in, nobody could go back for that. Whether Holt or Martin, if they're playing back, maybe have a better chance than Cordoba did. Good piece of hitting by Long. Just throw the bat head out there, muscle it to center. He's the go-ahead run on first. And we're at the ninth spot in Johairo Cuevas. For all the great success of the draft picks last week, maybe nobody had as good a week as Johairo Cuevas did in Daytona. Multiple hits in multiple games. Swings and misses at this fastball. It's nothing in two. Narrowly missed a home run. The game on Friday. I'm still not sure how it didn't get out.
Feeding off that new guy energy. He's looked like a new guy last week in Daytona. Hopefully can keep it up here in this home series.
For the 0-2, throw goes to first. Long is safe. Cuevas in the last four games in Daytona went 5-for-12 with three doubles, four walks, and three driven in. He gets on those stretches where he sees a lot of pitches and takes a lot of walks. Behind 0-2 here, Roberts just missed. There is action in Palm Beach's bullpen, so Roberts coming to the end of his second rehab game, would appear. In the dirt, good stop by Hernandez. Working on the score graphic on the bottom of the screen. It's a 1-1 game. One on, one out. Two ball, two strike count. And the foul off to the left. Cuevas hanging in there.
Well, kind of similar to what we saw Carson Benz do, where it's just fighting off pitches that are too close to take and trying to wait for one that's over the zone, and you can extend your arms and drive into the outfield.
Two-two, Cuevas hits a hard ground ball. Backhanded stop by Martin. Throws to Weatherholt on to first. That's a nifty double play by that new combination, the draft guys, Martin and Weatherholt, for the Cardinals. That'll get Roberts out of the inning. But the Mets tie the game. Ewing doubles and scores on the long single. It's 1-1 after two. Back here at Clover Park, overcast night. The rain is staying to our north. Playing unimpeded this evening. That could change going forward. It's rain on the docket later this week, including tomorrow. As we start the third inning with Weatherholt, part of that double play combination. Takes a breaking ball for a strike from Irving Cota. That pitch gets in for a strike. And already the Mets bringing Vargas at third base in. Now he backs up with the 0-2. And the pitch goes high, a changeup. So after back-to-back bunts, one for a hit, one nearly for another, a 1-3 put out. That's making a slight adjustment. 1-2 pitch is high from Cota.
Two pitches that just kind of lost his release point. Look over it a little bit too early, and they've gotten away from him. Let's see if we can get back in the strike zone here.
Weatherholt checks his swing. It's a full count.
And that's the pitch he wanted with the first two, where it's close to the strike zone and got Weatherholt to think about it.
Payoff pitch, and Weatherholt gets out of the way. He'll take ball four. The third walk. Drawn by the Cardinals first against Cota. Weatherholt signed for $6.9 million out of West Virginia. It's a lot of money, Jake.
It's a lot of money.
More than I'll ever see. There's a poke off the end of the bat, and it's foul. As Joshua Baez comes up for the second time. Baez activated today from the temporarily inactive list. He was hit by the first pitch he saw by Crick in the first. Crick, by the way, a third of an inning, no hits, one run, two walks, two hit batters, no strikeouts. 24 pitches, just 10 strikes. 0-1 is outside. And, we are scheduled to see Crick again this week.
Adam, $6.9 million. What are you buying first if you get that kind of money?
New car? Pay off the house? A 1-1 pitch is fouled back. Maybe a nice steak dinner?
Now we're talking.
No, the car and the steak dinner, or the house didn't do it for you, Jake? You went right to the food?
I like the steak dinner. I'm a big steak dinner guy.
What do you do? Go buy out Tutto Fresco?
Hey, that's a very nice dinner, absolutely.
Well, Weatherholt's running. He'll get there easily on the pitch to the backstop. Counted as a stolen base. So that's the second time tonight there's been a walk and a stolen base for the leadoff hitter. So you just drop that guy right into scoring position. That's something the Mets are going to have to clean up going forward. It's been an issue all year long.
Palm Beach taking advantage of the walks. Why not get two stolen bases, get yourself into scoring position with how good this team has been hitting as well.
It's 2-2 on Baez. He'll take ball three. Time called. It'll be a disengagement against Cota. Cota will step off again. That's disengagement number two. One more time, it's a balk. But with a 3-2 count, be a new batter fairly soon. And we'll reset. 3-2, and it's fouled away. Off to the right. One of the Silver Sluggers get that. Silver Sluggers night, only a couple left, Jake. Only a couple of everything left. We're in the home stretch of the home games.
I can't believe it. Time has flown by, but yes, getting down to end of the season, but hey, more reason to come out to Clover Park these last 2 weeks.
Cota set for another 3-2 to Baez. Breaking ball struck him out. Another good curveball from Irving Cota. wins this 3-2 pitch against the Cardinals.
A nice job to pick up the strikeout. That's where the Mets were not getting that out in the first inning with Crick on the mound. But Dakota able to get that one.
Ian Petrutz next. Petrutz hit by a pitch to force in a run in the first. He'll take this ball outside, so he gets an RBI. His 11th already. Short time. Matt Rogerty at Palm Beach. Check his swing. 2 balls and no strikes.
Adam, the good news for the Silver Sluggers is that you got another Silver Sluggers night, and then you got a couple of nights where they have discounted tickets.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Next two home series.
$5 tickets for the Silver Sluggers tomorrow. 2-0 pitch is ripped to right field. That is fair. Petrutz all the way into the corner is going to give the Cardinals the lead as Weatherholt scores. 2-1 Palm Beach.
Can't really hit that ball any better. Just drove it right into right field, all the way into the corner. A tough one to give up there. We'll see how Cota's able to bounce back.
Now look what the cat dragged in the broadcast booth. Oh, no.
It's Adam's friend.
He's leaving before we can take the shot, I think.
Just make sure I'm on tomorrow.
The mayor of Clover Park.
All my fans tomorrow.
As Sammy Hernandez is in. Mayor of Clover Park, Kenny, comes in the booth.
Look at this guy.
Ground ball out to Houck. He'll gobble it up, throw to first, and Hernandez is out. Routine play by Houck. We'll hold Petrutz at second. And Jose Cordoba will bat.
I wish the people could hear Kenny in the background over Adam's shoulder as he's trying to do his broadcast.
We could take that shot of this guy leaving the booth as this pitch is swung on and missed. There he goes.
Never a dull moment with the mayor of Clover Park.
Cordoba goes after the breaking ball. Boy, that has been a lethal pitch for Cota. The Cardinals just haven't, with any consistency, been able to lay off that. It must look really good coming in. Cordoba flew out against Cota in the first. Cota trying to get out of this inning with just the one run after the leadoff walk. One, two. It's another ground ball to Houck. Houck juggles, drops, and can't make this play.
E6.
That's the second time Houck has had a trouble with the ball into his mitt. The first time he was able to save it. This time not. That's an E6. A rather routine play. It's not converted into an out. And Cota will have to work that much harder to get out of this inning, allowing just one run.
Had trouble with it early, just never able to recover, kept bobbling it, did a nice job last time, but this one eats him up a little bit too much.
Friedrich will get the at-bat and swing late on a changeup. Friedrich grounded out to Houck in the second. That was the ball that rode up Collins' arm and popped in the air that he recovered with. Houck certainly getting his chances tonight. He's positioned near the second base bag over the top of it, the lefty Friedrich. 0-1, runner goes to second. Hernandez throws the play at second. Got him. Cordoba out. Petrutz was coming home. He was going to score. The Mets needed to get that out right there to keep Petrutz from making this a 3-1 game. You can see out of the corner of your eye, Petrutz breaking. Good throw by Hernandez, and that will race the air. One run on one hit, one error, and one stranded. It's 2-1 Cardinals. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals as we start the bottom of the third. Boston Barrow at the plate, and he will take first pitch strike. So Barrow singled on the first pitch from Robertsa, whose rehab game number two is in the books. Two innings, four hits, a run unearned. No walks, no strikeouts. Now Savakul, who the Mets have seen many a time. This is inside. It's 1-1. Barrow, after that leadoff single in the first, got to second, no outs, but the Mets couldn't get him home. And Barrow ropes another ball. This one, diving stop by Martin from a knee. Can't complete the throw. Friedrich and Barrow avoid the collision. It's a base hit for Barrow. And fortunately for Martin, didn't throw that one into his own dugout for an extra base. What a great stop, though, by Martin.
That would have been an unbelievable out had he been able to make the throw, diving across, trying to go from his knees. It's a tough one to make. You really lose a lot of your accuracy when you can't step with your feet.
And with Barrow speeding down the line, perhaps felt rushed from a prone position. Now Benj, who singled in the left field in his first home plate appearance. Savakul throws this pitch low. Well, you got these Palm Beach pitchers who have done great against Mets hitters all season. Palm Beach has had the Mets number as this pitch misses. Pitching to a tune of a 3.22 ERA. Their starters have done extremely well. Don't really count Robertsa on a two-inning rehab. But it's a different-looking lineup. Definitely more threatening with some more experienced college bats in there. So curious to see if the Mets can't take advantage of that, make life tougher on these pitchers. Savakul, you know, usually a starter. He's fallen behind 3-0, and Benj has no interest in taking a swing at this. He'll go down to first. So here we go again, second time in three innings now that both Barrow and Benj have reached to make it first and second, no outs. Vargas, who was out on a tough lineout in the first, you get basically a redo here. And he was in this exact spot, first and second, no outs, down a run, in his first at-bat. It's funny how life works in baseball. This pitch is high and wide, and Sammy Hernandez is going out for a mound visit, having a word with Savakul. Savakul against the Mets this season in three starts, 15 innings, 13 hits, 4 earned runs, 8 walks, 14 strikeouts, 2.40 ERA. So he's done well against the Orange and Blue.
The Mets, they had some pretty good swings, despite not being able to get a hit after Farrow and Bench got on base to lead off in the first inning. If they keep swinging like they have been, they should be able to get those balls to drop 4 base hits and take advantage of this opportunity here.
Breaking ball too high on Vargas, 2-0. It's 6 straight balls thrown by Savakul. I wonder if him coming out of the bullpen maybe take him a little bit. Here's a dribbler foul. He came out of the bullpen last week at home against Jupiter and pitched just fine. 4 1/3 innings, 4 hits and a run. Foul off to the left by Vargas. That'll even the count, 2-2. Savakul, a 6th-round pick out of Maryland last year by the St. Louis Cardinals. Spent all season in the Florida State League. The 2-2, and it's hit into center field at Cordoba. Reads this one properly. Here's the tag by Barrow, and he is saved. He avoids the tag by McGee. Well, the throw was certainly in plenty of time. Just a craftier slide by Barrow to the inside part of the bag. McGee maybe misjudging. That's a great throw. And McGee kind of caught it and reached.
And no question about it, that throw definitely beat Barrow to third base, but a nice slide, and McGee just not putting the glove in the best spot to get that tag and never tried to make an adjustment as Barrow came in.
Hey, I wonder if McGee could have caught it and taken a couple of steps to the catching and just reaching. A calculated risk by Barrow, but he's the tying run at third. Hernandez pokes one out of play left side. Ronald 0-for-1 with the flyout. Another flyout. Very well tie this game. Mets were down 1-0, tied the game at 1. Now down 2-1, trying to tie it back up again.
And already an improved result from the first inning where the Mets were not able to advance Barrow or Binge off the first and second. This time Barrow at least getting to third here.
Savakul with the 0-1. Hernandez hits it off his front foot, and it's nothing and two. Hernandez had his best week of the season at the expense of the Palm Beach Cardinals back in May. 10-for-20 with the grand slam and 7 RBI in one game. Not the 10-for-20, but the RBI and 7 RBI and grand slam. Won the FSL Player of the Week award that week. 0-2, and this one's roped into right center field. Hernandez has tied this game. Play deep out in center by Cordoba. And Ronald Hernandez has an RBI single to make it 2-2. Benj winds up at third as the go-ahead run.
Well, there's Ronald Hernandez, who has been batting extremely well over the last couple of months. Even down 0-2, stays calm, goes down and gets that one just to drive it into the outfield. Picks up the RBI and gets Benj to third base, who is 90 feet away from giving the Mets a 3-2 lead.
Mets have hit some hard shots today. Back to the line out from Serrano at 107. A couple of hot shots by Barrow. Hauk now drives the ball into center field. This should be deep enough. Petrutz makes the catch. Throw goes to the infield. Benj comes home and scores. And the Mets have their first lead of the night. 3-2. As Colin Howe gets it done with the sac fly.
One of our keys to the game, Adam, was timely hitting. And there it is for the Mets. Howe able to get the sacrifice fly. Hernandez picks up the RBI, getting Benj into position for that sacrifice fly. And now they've got a 3-2 lead. We'll see how they're able to build on it.
Two outs, runner on first, and Serrano, who had that 107 lineout last time, takes a ball low. Two-run inning for the Mets, good response. Mets up to six hits as well. This has been a good offensive game for St. Lucie. Even the outs have been hard hit, more productive. 2-0 on Serrano. Again, the lineup just deeper, longer, with the addition of these college guys, more protection for the younger players. 2-0 pitch gets in. And also, you know, it's got to be like through osmosis, right, Jake? Like you've been in St. Lucie all year, and these new guys come in, you want to prove to them that you're a good baseball player. That elevates the whole team. You saw that last week in Daytona. That's an only one six-game series all year. Arrival of five draft picks, and they win one right away. 3-1 on Serrano. He's going to be sitting dead red. Well, now he took it for a strike. Savakul just didn't throw one over. Slider at 82. Full count, and Hernandez on first will be taking off on the pitch. Serrano will take strike three. ABS liked the call. So Savakul gets a strikeout to end the inning, but he was greeted rudely out of the bullpen. Mets score twice and take a 3-2 lead to the fourth inning. You're watching the Mets on Bally Live. Back here at Clover Park, it's the middle three innings. That means it's time for Jake Ricker to do his play-by-play.
Thank you, Adam. We get set here to start the fourth inning. It's Jorge De Leon on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets, taking over for Cota. A good outing for him, 2 2/3, just two hits, one run, one walk, and two strikeouts. De Leon facing off against Friedrich. Pitch is outside, taken for ball two.
Think about the way the Cardinals scored each of their runs. The leadoff guy got on base and immediately stole second. So De Leon's tasked with at least making him earn it.
2-0 pitch catches the outside part of the play. The count moves to 2-1, so a strike here for De Leon. This pitch misses way outside, and the count's run to 3-1. So De Leon having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone early against Friedrich. Working quickly, though, and the 3-1 pitch grounded foul.
So here you go, 3-2. See if you can sit him down. At the top of the lineup looming. Couple of batters.
Payoff pitch. Inside ball four.
And like to be a little more competitive on a 3-2 pitch than spiking in the dirt. We'll see how that goes, but the leadoff walk in the first and third scored. So the Mets with the one-run lead will try to protect that.
And now it'll be Cade McGee. He flew out back in the second inning, 0-for-1 so far today. First pitch taken outside, ball one. Sinker that just missed off the plate. One ball, no strike for the runner on first. And the 1-0 pitch in the dirt, but blocked and kept in front by Hernandez.
De Leon pitched his best game in his last outing. He was the starter in the 5-1 victory on Thursday. In three shutout innings, he only walked one. 27 of his 39 pitches were strikes. That was really good to see.
2-0 pitch. Check swing. A called strike, though, at the top of the zone. Good fastball there from De Leon at 94. Two balls and one strike. 2-1 pitch fouled off on the right side into the stands. Little girl gets that ball. Nice souvenir. Well, two balls, two strikes here to McGee. 2-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go? No.
So here we go again. Another 3-2 pitch. A chance to finish off a batter. Certainly don't want to walk two in a row to start an outing with the lead. See if he can put one in the strike zone, make a real competitive pitch here.
First a check over on first. Friedrich back in safely. Quavos had to reach a little bit too far outside, but able to hold on to it. And a payoff pitch swung on and missed for a strike three. So De Leon wins this battle and gets a big strikeout before the top of the order.
Yeah, McGee gave him that one. That was brim of the helmet high fastball at 95. So take it and run if you're De Leon.
So top of the lineup for Palm Beach now in Martin. Martin takes the first pitch low. He's already 1-for-1. Also walked back at the first inning, so he's been on base both times he's been at the plate.
Yeah, he bunted last time after showing it the first time. Mets really didn't believe him, then he did bunt the second time.
Swings and misses at the second pitch slider. He's behind. There's even at the count of 1-1.
And Vargas this time, he was playing about even with the bag, but now 1-1, he's starting to back up. So it's there again if he wants it.
Swings and misses on the 1-1, and now he's behind 1-2.
Now these are two really good sliders in a row by De Leon. Start him in the strike zone, end up out of the strike zone, but get the swing and miss.
Does he go back to it to her third time? 1-2 inside.
Hit him.
And it caught a piece of Martin, so he'll head down to first on a hit-by-pitch, and it's runners on first and second with one out.
That was just an overthrow, and he was throwing it so smoothly, didn't need to do that. So he's very fortunate right now. It's not bases loaded, no outs. McGee gave him strike three. And a couple of infielders are going to talk it over with him. But, Jake, you mentioned the keys to the game. Again, for those who didn't listen to it last week in Daytona, it was black and white with the walks. It was eight walks in the first three games combined. Mets won all three. And then from inning number six on Friday through inning number two on Sunday, Mets walked 23 batters in 12 innings. It was remarkable, the 180. And all of a sudden, they stopped walking guys, and they came back and won Sunday. So it's pretty clear here. And even tonight, you walk two leadoff guys, three leadoff guys. The first two have scored. And DeLeon's got to do some work here to make it not 3-for-3. So.
Face off against Ryan Campos. It was 0-for-1 with a walk. He swings through the first pitch, strike one.
And slider again, really good. Just has to find their release point, throw it smoothly. A couple of those spike sliders, one for ball four, one for hit by pitch.
De Leon set in the 0-1. Drops a little bit too low. Slider that close to the home plate. And it's 1-1. And walks have been a big thing for the Mets this entire year, trying to avoid them as much as possible. And now the 1-1 from De Leon is taken for a called strike. Nice fastball that just catches the corner.
At 95, arm side run. Very pretty pitch. That's one that hitters are not going to be able to do anything with.
De Leon ahead, 1-2. And this pitch is way outside. Hernandez able to grab it, though, and haul it in. Counts evened up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two runners on with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Two pitch. Called strike three right on the outside part of the plate. A big strikeout for De Leon. And there's two away in the inning.
Thought strike two was really pretty. That one even better. 95, knee high, outside corner. Perfectly placed. Another one of those pitches that at best the batter can just foul off.
Now here comes J.J. Weatherholt. Seventh overall pick in this year's draft. 0-for-1 so far today. Takes this pitch high, and it's 1-0.
The Mets had a lot of battles at the end of last year, into this year, with last year's first-round pick by the Cardinals, Chase Davis. Now it's another first-round pick to deal with by Palm Beach.
1-0 pitch right over the plate for a strike. Weatherholt started to go around, then held up, but stays over the plate. One ball, one strike with two runners on, and the Mets leading by one run here in the fourth. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Four strike two.
Yeah, the stuff right now for De Leon when it's in the strike zone, really good. It's a matter of getting it in there, and as this inning has progressed, more strikes and fewer balls.
Slider's been his most effective pitch. Here's the 1-2. Inside a little bit too much this time, and the count's evened up.
I tried to overpower him with the fastball. 96 miles per hour, the top velocity of the night. But you like De Leon's build. He's tall, wide shoulders, long arms, that good extension.
His 2-2 just misses outside, not by much.
Yeah, that was more of the late breaking slider, not that hard inside slider that almost looks more like a cutter. That was still a good looking pitch, a great take by Weatherholt.
Payoff pitch, runners go, and it's called strike three on the outside part of the plate. De Leon with a huge strikeout to end the inning. Mets still lead 3-2 after the Cardinals leave two runners on base. Back now at Clover Park for the bottom of the fourth inning. A.J. Ewing leads it off for the Mets. Swings and misses at the first pitch. He's behind 0-1. Christian Savakul back out on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 0-1 pitch. A miss outside. Counts even up at 1-1. Savakul set, and now the 1-1 pitch. Fouled off by Ewing. Ewing 1-for-1. Doubled back in the second inning and eventually came around to score as the first run for the Mets. One, two pitch. Called strike three just at the bottom of the zone. And Ewing is down looking for the first out. Ewing down on strikes, and now Jacoby Long will step up to the plate for the Mets. Long singled in the second inning, one that he's just able to sting into the outfield. Fouls this pitch off into the netting above the Palm Beach dugout. He's behind 0-1 here against Jason Savakul. Oh, one misses low and outside. Counts evened up at 1-1. Talked about how the Mets had a really good series against Daytona and just kind of felt like a different team as the 1-1 pitch flown into right field. Baez underneath this one, and he'll make the catch for out number two. You don't have to look further than the locker room before games, guys. Seem like they're feeling better, dancing around, having some fun. Well, this team has looked very good over the last week and trying to continue that here against one of the better teams in the Florida State League. So it'll be Johairo Cuevas. As we mentioned, during his first at-bat, had a fantastic week against Daytona. Takes this pitch for a called strike, maybe overlooked a little bit because of all the newcomers. This pitch taken low, and the count's evened up at 1-1. I just looked to his batting average coming into the game before this. He was batting around 198, now batting average up to 203. Takes this pitch outside, and it's 2-1. May not seem like much, but an increase nonetheless, and had a couple of clutch hits. 2-1 from Savakul, cannot find the zone. Appeal down to first is no good. Cuevas able to hold up, and the count's 3-1. He'll foul off this pitch from Savakul. Fastball at 91. Cuevas batting 198 in the last game of the last home series. 3-2 pitch just outside for ball four. And the Palm Beach Cardinals thought they had strike three. And it looks like you can see just out of the corner of your eye there behind Cuevas, one of the managers was asking for a challenge. That's the motion for a challenge. You tap your head three times, but no challenges in today's game. It's the ABS system calling balls and strikes. Cuevas on first with two outs, and now top of the lineup in Boston Barrow. And Barrow takes this pitch called strike at the knees. Well, the top of the lineup has been really good for the Mets. Boston Barrow 2-for-2 with two singles. And then Carson Benj, who's on deck, a single and a walk. Both these guys have been up and on base the two times. Here's a check over on Cuevas at first. Friedrich couldn't hold on to that pickoff attempt. It stays in front of him. 0-1 to Boston Barrow. And now another move to first base, and they got Cuevas. He is out on the pickoff attempt, and that will end the inning. So 1-2-3 go the Mets. They still trail.
One three.
The lead in this game, 3-2. We'll head to the fifth inning. Back here on Silver Sluggers Night at Clover Park on this breezy Tuesday afternoon. St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals here in game one of this six-game series. Mets lead it 3-2. De Leon back out on the mound for the Mets. Hernandez a little shaken up on that swing from Baez. Seems to be okay, though, so 0-1 the count. Baez 0 for 1 so far today. And this pitch low and away. Count even up at one apiece. DeLeon said, and the 1-1 pitch. Just misses a little bit low. Fastball at 92, can't find the zone. Two one pitch on its way. Swung on and missed. Let's even up at 2-2. De Leon got Baez to bite on the slider. Two pitch. Swung on and missed. First strike three. De Leon picks up another strikeout to lead off the inning. And there's one away here in the top of the fifth. The cutter at 85 on the inside part of the plate. And now it'll be Ian Petrutz. Takes a cut at the first pitch slider from De Leon, and he's behind 0-1. Petrutz, 1 of 5 draft picks playing today here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 0-1 pitch way outside. Change up. Missed a little bit too much. Counts evened up at 1-1. And now that 1-1 pitch, big cut from Petrutz, and was down to a knee on that swing. He's behind 1-2. He'll take his time out and try and collect himself here after that swing. And once again, that slider for De Leon. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Outside. Changeup again that missed too far. And the count's evened up at 2-2. Slider has by far been his best pitch. And now the 2-2. Misses high. So the count's run full. Another full count for De Leon. And the payoff pitch on its way. Inside, that's a ball, and it'll be ball four. So Petrutz draws the walk. will be a one-out base runner here for Palm Beach. That'll bring Sammy Hernandez to the plate. Hernandez 0-for-2 in today's game. He takes the first pitch, fastball low for ball one. And the Mets have been a really good home team on Tuesdays. We're trying to continue that here tonight. This pitch in the dirt blocked by Hernandez. Petrutz heads up to second, no throw. It'll be a runner in scoring position for Palm Beach now.
Wild pitch.
It's a wild pitch from De Leon. And now a pickoff back to second and not in time. De Leon didn't like the call. They thought they had him for sure. Petrutz jumped off of second base, and De Leon stepped off and looked like he was going to have him for sure, but just able to sneak a hand in there. So it's 2-0 to Hernandez still with a runner on second. Pitch taken for a strike. For the Mets on Tuesday, a home record of 6-2. They were undefeated for a while. Last two homestands haven't had as much success on Tuesday. 2-1, big cut and a miss there by Hernandez, and it's evened up at 2-2. But overall this year, Mets very, very good to start off the home weeks. Traditionally a team that's come out very strong, but then has usually cooled off throughout the week. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Hernandez keeps it in front of him again. Quickly to it, but Trutz will stay at second. And another full count for De Leon. It's been about 50-50 whether he's won them or lost them. He's got one out here with a runner in scoring position and a 3-2 lead for the Mets in the fifth. And the payoff pitch. Ground ball, this one is fielded by Houck. He'll step and throw to first in time for out number two. A really nice job by De Leon to win that battle. Gets the ground out now. Jose Cordoba. It was 0-for-2 in today's game. De Leon needing one more out to keep the Mets' one-run lead intact. And the first pitch popped up high up on the outfield. Bench coming in, underneath it, makes the grab for out number three. So the Mets still lead 3-2. One walk issued by De Leon, but they strand him at second. As we head to the bottom of the fifth here at Clover Park. Back now here at Clover Park as we get set to start the bottom of the fifth inning. You've been seeing some sights from the FCL season during the inning changes here on the Mets broadcast. The FCL season ended about a month ago at this point. A lot of those guys starting to make appearances here with the St. Lucie Mets to still get some work in. As the season rolls on, this pitch taken outside by Boston Barrow for ball one. Barrow, who was at the plate when Cuevas was picked off in the last inning. So he'll get another chance here. Count resets. 1-0 from Savakul in the dirt. Barrow's ahead 2-0. The FCL taking place at the field just across the way here from the main field. 2-0 pitch fouled off. And the count moves to 2-1. Two balls and a strike to Barrow, who is 2-for-2, looking for his third hit of the ball game. 2-1 pitch fouled off again. Out on the left field side. So the count's evened up at 2-2. Two pitch, hard ground ball through for a base hit past a diving Martin. And Barrow is 3-for-3 with three singles. And what a game for him coming into this game, batting 280. Grounds this one right field side, 102.9 off the bat. And Martin tried to make another fantastic diving stop but couldn't get to this one. Now it's Carson Bench. He's 1-for-1, but walked in the third inning. He's been on base both times, right behind Boston Barrow. So trying to make it 3-for-3 for the dynamic duo today. Savakul will come set in the 1-0. Taken low. Four ball two. Just like Barrow, Benj ahead 2-0. He's had an excellent start here to his St. Lucie debut. A ground ball stabbed by Friedrich. Throw to second in time for the first out and back to first for the double play. Well, the magic between Benj and Barrow ends there on a double play ball from Benj. Friedrich able to field that one, gets to second, and Martin gives it right back to him. And now Marco Vargas watches the first pitch low for ball one. Savakul's 1-0 pitch flown up high up just beyond the infield underneath it, and making the catch is Weatherholt for the third and final out. So after a double play ball, the Mets go down in order. Despite the Boston Barrow single, they still lead 3-2 here on the St. Lucie Mets broadcast. We'll be right back after this as we head to the sixth. Time for the sixth inning here at Clover Park on this Tuesday night. Mets leading it 3-2 here in game one of the six-game series. De Leon's first pitch to Friedrich is high for ball one. Friedrich, who made a great play on the double play. 1-0 pitch is fouled off. That one hit the helmet of Hernandez. Kind of shaking his head around a little bit, trying to shake that one off. He's taken a couple of hits tonight. Looks to be okay, though. One ball, one strike to Friedrich, who's 0 for 1 in today's game. One pitch just misses inside. And the count's evened up at 2-1. Two-one pitch swung on and missed for strike two. And De Leon showing off his stuff again here on a nice slider. It's even up the count at 2-2. De Leon is set, and he kicks and deals. And the 2-2 misses outside. It's that changeup again. That pitch has not worked for him today. All of them tending to miss way outside. And now the payoff pitch. Fouled off. Friedrich able to get a piece of it on a fastball at 96. One that Friedrich probably wants back. It's going to be a ball four. But De Leon will get another chance. And he's set for the second 3-2 pitch. And a line drive right back into center field. Down for a base hit. Bench picks this one up and fires it back in as Friedrich stands on first safely with a base hit. So a leadoff single here for the Palm Beach Cardinals in the top of the sixth inning. And now Cade McGee will step to the batter's box, and Yukari De La Cruz is going to head out to the mound to what we would expect be a pitching change. And there is the call to the bullpen. So De Leon's day is finished. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The new pitcher on for the St. Lucie Mets. Brian Sbarretto is your new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. Holds a 7.28 ERA, 0-3 on the season, 12 and two-thirds innings pitched, 8 walks and 14 strikeouts. On here to face off against McGee, and now time has been called. Since we're all set to go now. So now Barreto's set to face off against McGee. De Leon with an inherited runner on first right now. First pitch from Moretto inside for ball one. No outs in the sixth. Mets leading 3-2. Moretto set and the 1-0 pitch. Comes too far inside, and it's 2-0. Now, Moretto has had trouble in his last two appearances. Last one was against Daytona, just two-thirds, three earned runs, and three walks. One strikeout. This pitch does get over the plate for a called strike, and it's 2-1. So the walk's an issue for Moretto in his last two appearances, three walks and two walks respectively. And now a big cut and a miss from McGee. And it counts even up at 2-2. So the key for Moretto today is to throw strikes, avoid those walks. We mentioned it in the keys to the game early on. 2-2 from Moretto. And this one's fouled off. McGee just getting a piece of the sinker. Count will stay even at 2-2. We're worried about a couple of pop-up storms early on, but a beautiful sky out there in center field right now. 2-2 pitch underneath Hernandez, squirts away. He throws to second, and it's snagged by Barrow. But in safely is Friedrich, so he will advance on a wild pitch. And there was that sky you just saw. Sun setting out there to left field. Beautiful views here from Clover Park. Full count here for Moretto. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. A big out against Cade McGee. As Moretto gets him to go down swinging. And now there's one out in the inning with a runner on second. Christian Martin in the batter's box now for Palm Beach, 1-for-1. He's reached base all three times he's been up. Takes this first pitch for strike on the outside corner. Good curveball from Moretto. For Martin today, a walk in the first, a bunt single in the second, and then a hit by pitch in the fourth. One taken for strike, and it's 0-2. Martin going for the how many different ways can you get on first base? It's got three of them. 0-2, and it's a ground ball stabbed by Barrow. He'll throw to first, and Cuevas has to reach out and misses it as it rolls all the way to the Palm Beach dugout. One run in to score. And all the way up to second base is Martin. So it's an error on Boston Barrow, and it cost the Mets the lead. Game has been tied 3-3. And Martin able to make it 4-for-4 in reaching on base in his fourth different way. Walk, bunt single, hit by pitch, and now an error. This pitch is fouled off by Campos. That's something you don't see too often. Guys finding a way to get on base, but doing it in all different sorts of ways. Moretto ahead of Campos 0-1. And this pitch grounded right back underneath the umpire, and it's through into center field for a base hit. Martin around to score, and Palm Beach has taken a 4-3 lead on the RBI single by Campos. Things have turned quickly in a hurry here for the Mets in the sixth inning. 96.8 off the bat. Yeah. And now this pitch lined into left field, but foul. Here from Weatherholt. Hit by Campos, by the way, 96.8 off the bat. Our umpire had to jump out of the way of that one. Nearly got hit by it. Good reflexes. Pickoff move to first base. Back in safely.
That first run is earned.
Is Campos. So the Mets trying to settle things down here now, trailing 4-3. 0-1 pitch finds its way into the zone. Curveball for a strike, and it's 0-2 now to Weatherholt. Umberto was ahead of Martin 0-2 until the error on Barrow let him reach all the way up to second base. 0-2 pitch is fouled off into left field. That went all the way out of the ballpark, so count remains at 0-2. Just to kind of recap this inning, it was a single to lead things off by Friedrich against De Leon, and then Barreto comes in, gets the strikeout. This one's outside for a ball. Was ahead 0-2 on Martin, an error by Barrow. And he ends up on second base. And then Campos, a single right back up the middle. That also drives in a run. So it's 4-3 Palm Beach. They've scored two here in the sixth with just one out. And here's a high chopping ground ball. Barrow shuffles to second, now back to first in time for the double play.
Double play.
Well, that will end the inning. Palm Beach does get two. They've taken a 4-3 lead as we head to the seventh here at Clover Park. Back now here for the bottom of the sixth inning. Mets now trailing 4-3. Palm Beach scored two runs in the top of the sixth. And it's Ronald Hernandez at the plate. 0-1 pitch taken high. 4-1. Ronald 1-for-2 today. A big single in the third inning that drove in a run. And now he lines this one into right field. But it's Baez taking a couple steps to his right and making the catch for out number one here in the sixth. That'll bring Colin out to the plate. He's 0-for-1 with a sacrifice fly in the third inning. Mets trying to respond. Trailing by one now. It's been a back-and-forth game. Both teams trading leads. First pitch to Al, taken low for a ball. The 1-0 pitch, Houck gets a piece of, but it's strike one. Counts even at 1-1. Savakul moving right along. And the 1-1 pitch, ground ball. This one's fielded by McGee. Takes a couple of steps, fires to first in time for out number two. So two up, two down, and now it'll be Eli Serrano. Serrano 0 for 2, looking for his first hit in the game and his first hit here at Clover Park. Takes the first pitch, curveball that misses outside, and it's 1-0. Slider that misses inside, and it's 2-0 now to Serrano. Serrano, who had that great final game of the series against Daytona. 2-0 pitch, big cut. Got a piece of it, but it's strike one. Had the two-run home run and then the go-ahead RBI. Helping the Mets come back in that game and pick up a series win. 2-1 pitch, too high. Serrano ahead, 3-1 in the count. Looks like there is some movement over in the Palm Beach bullpen. 3-1 pitch misses for ball four, so it's a walk for Serrano. He'll head down to first as a two-out base runner. Now A.J. Ewing, who's 1-for-2. Had a big double in the second inning. It's the Mets' only extra base hit in this game so far. Takes this pitch outside. Ahead in the count, 1-0. Pitch, called strike. Fastball that catches the outside part of the plate at 89. One ball, one strike with a runner on first. Pitch clock winding down. And the 1-1 pitch is fouled off by Ewings behind the 1-2. Mets normally a really good team at responding after they've given up a couple of runs. Gave up 2 in the 6, trying to tie the game here. Pickoff attempt over to first. Serrano back in safely. Now the 1-2 from Savakul, fouled off by Ewing. That one hit the top of the roof here. Clover Park came all the way back out onto the field. Ball has been retrieved and we're set to go. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. We're in the bottom of the sixth. And a runner on first for the Mets. Savakul set, long hold. And now the 1-2. Ground ball, this one up the middle and through for a base hit. Serrano's going to take a turn. He'll head to third. Ewing holds at first, and it's runners on the corners for the Mets with two outs. So A.J. Ewing now 1-for-2 with a double and a single. And a chance for the Mets to tie the game with that tying run 90 feet away and Serrano at third base. And it'll be Jacoby Long to try and tie this game up. And he grounds the first pitch he sees. It's fielded by Martin juggles with it, but gets it over to first in time for the final out of the inning. So the Mets threaten but cannot score. They trail by one run here as we now head to the seventh.
Nighttime at Clover Park. Grounds crew finishing up out there on the first base side. Grounds crew fought with the tarp earlier this afternoon. Both teams able to get their pregame work in at Clover Park. Adam McDonald back with you. Jake Ricker did the play-by-play for the middle three. And for what feels like the millionth time in a row, I hand him a tie game or a Mets lead, and he hands me back the opponent in front. Jake, come on. As Baez will take a first pitch strike from Bredo. Don't worry, Jake. I'll get us back on track here.
Okay, good. You know, I even said to myself in the sixth inning, I'm like, I'm finally going to be able to hand Adam back a lead.
And this is correction. This is Suarez pinch hitting, not Baez. And Suarez will dunk a single into center field. Now Baez in his first game off the temporarily inactive list goes 0-for-2. A couple of strikeouts and a hit by pitch. Leadoff man aboard. Mets have out-hit the Cardinals 8-5 today. But Palm Beach has taken advantage of a few walks and a tough error on Barrow to take the lead here into the latter third of the game. Bunt shown and pushed foul by Petrutz. So the Cardinals have shown bunt several times today. They have those back-to-back bunts with third base wide open back in the second inning. Now one went for a hit and one Cota was able to get to. Nice save by Hernandez.
Adam, of the two runs scored by Palm Beach, one of them was unearned, which doesn't count against the pitcher, so I think it shouldn't count against me either.
All right.
So really, I think it's I handed you back a tie game, if you really think about it.
And I gave you the lead, Jake. Which is outside, 2-1. Jake, how nervous were you when the Mets had won 3 in a row without you on the broadcast Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday last week at Palm Beach? Were you getting a little antsy there? Well, wait a minute.
A little bit.
Is it me?
A little bit. I was definitely nervous.
2-1 pitch, choppy swing and a miss.
And listen, I didn't want the team to go lose then. If they had come back 6-0, I would have stayed outside of the ballpark to make sure, you know, for the better of the team. But unfortunately, that did not happen for the Mets. They lost 2, but did win the series.
2-2 pitch is a weak grounder to third base. That's going to trickle foul. Petrutz keeps trying to go down there. First on the bunt, now on that swing. The Mets have won 5 of 7. Last time we were here at Clover Park, Mets went into a Sunday game having lost all 5 to Bradenton. And it was looking quite dire. But they won the Sunday finale, then they won the first 3 in Daytona. Lost a couple, but won the finale against the Tortugas, so 5 out of 7 in this recent stretch. 2-2 pitches hit high into left field, long, running towards foul ground, and this one's off the net. That was hovering over fair territory for what felt like a long time. Long, who made a catch over the railing in foul ground on Tuesday's game in Daytona. Maybe the catch of the year for the St. Lucie Mets. It was incredible. You can't do this here because the netting all the way down, but just imagine in that same spot, reaching over the wall on a leap and plucking it. Throw over to first. Suarez back in safely. Petrutz has not been retired. Hit by a pitch, double walk. Checks his swing. It looked like he might have gone. On appeal? Yes, he did. Actually, didn't need an appeal. Umpire called it right there. So, Barreto taking advantage of the matchup. Sammy Hernandez at the plate. One on, one out. 4-3 Cardinals in the seventh. Good news on the broadcast front. Our center field camera is back. Look at Philip Benfield, our showrunner.
Hey.
Fighting all day long to get this thing right.
What would we do without him?
Not have a center field camera tonight. Well, this is big news because we want to be fully operational tomorrow. Because, Jake, do you know what tomorrow is? As we wait on this 1-0 pitch. Snap throw to first. Safe. Ooh. Suarez late getting back, jogging back. No slide and nearly tagged out by Cuevas. I think they might have got away with that.
It was a really close play. Looked pretty good, but just missed it. Now, to answer your question, though, Adam, I do know what tomorrow is. Exciting day for the Mets and everybody involved.
So 1-10 game. It's the MILB free game of the day. Swing and a miss as Hernandez is in a 1-2 count. So every day, MILB has a free game of the day. The Mets have been the free game of the day once per season now. It'll be our first one tomorrow, but you have all these Cardinals and Mets draft picks and Jet Williams on rehab as Hernandez swings and misses. Route number two. So we'll welcome Jet back from the injured list. Wrist injury for Jet early in the season in Binghamton. He thought that may be done for the year, perhaps a fall league appearance, but he's going to get back into game action here with 3 weeks left. So you want to tune in tomorrow on Bally Live, MILB TV, MLB TV. It's all free tomorrow. Our 1-10 game. We'll have a center field camera for you, like this one. Runner goes. Hernandez has already thrown out one, and now he's thrown out another. Ronald Hernandez hoses Suarez. He just missed picking him off first, and he didn't miss this time. Leadoff single is erased. Good inning for the Mets as their catcher throws out a runner. Barreto steals, throws, strikes out two. And it's stretch time at Clover Park. Mets down just one run. Silver Sluggers, they were out here today getting free Dunkin' Donuts and walking the warning track, having a good time. Then they've come back to the ball game. One more Silver Slugger day after today. We're in the seventh, and Savakul gets one by Cuevas. Mets were down 1-0, tied it at 1. Fell behind and tied it again and took the lead and have fallen behind with Palm Beach scoring 2 in the sixth. Breaking ball low.
And the Mets are going to need to string together a couple of base hits here to try to get back in this game. The good news, only down 1 run. Definitely doable for this offense.
And Cuevas, red hot in that Daytona series, quietly down to the 9 spot. The new additions. Double play and a walk tonight. And he took 4 walks in Daytona in his last 4 games, so showing a good eye right now and finds himself in a 3-1 count. And it missed outside for ball 4. So the leadoff man is aboard in a 1-run game. A dreaded leadoff walk this time by the Cardinals.
Walks are always good for the offensive team. Gives the Mets a chance to basically start the end of the leadoff walk, especially as you get back to the top of the lineup. Sometimes they call the nine-holder your second leadoff guy. A guy who get on base, very, very important. Don't sleep on the nine-hole hitter.
Starting to sprinkle at Clover Park.
A little bit of rain.
As Barrow, going for a 4-hit game, takes strike 1. The Mets have 8 hits. He's got 3. This rain will not pause the game. It's a light sprinkle. Pickoff throw. Cuevas safe. He was nailed last time, so we're actually just, you know, you think you got life figured out. We got the center field camera back. Now we're losing 2 dugout cameras because they can't get wet. 0-1 pitch.
It's always something.
It's always something.
It's always something.
Always, Jake. Always. Tomorrow, heavy chance of rain in the afternoon. Maybe we'll beat it, the 1-10 start. Ball and a strike on Boston. Going for the 4-hit game. Savakul's pitch missed. Not by much.
He said if there's any ballpark that can beat the rain, it's Clover Park. I'm not going to say it. We've had very good luck.
It's an official game.
From Palm Beach in the bullpen.
So, Mets definitely want to play this one all the way to the end. Barrow takes a knee-high strike. Barrow does have 1 4-hit game this season. He is second on the team with 23 multi-hit games. This is his 7th 3-hit game. Swings and misses and strikes out. Finally retired tonight. Savakul with his 3rd strikeout.
Well, you felt like it had to come to an end at some point. Barrow was just swinging the bat that well. Finally gets him there. We'll see if Carson Benje can get right back on track.
And Benje, a single walk and a double play ball. And Benj takes the ball outside. So a good home debut, brewing so far, but now he's got a chance to put a charge into this team late. It's like Serrano did in the 7th inning, 6th and 7th inning, 1 game ago in Daytona. Changeup just misses. Keep an eye on Cuevas over at first base. They've checked on him twice. He's faster than you'd think. He's
one of those sneaky stealers.
Yeah. He's not running as Benj swings and fouls this one away.
Well, he tried to steal second there, but it was a foul ball, has to go back.
That's 16 out of 20 for Cuevas this year.
Not bad at all. He's a guy that if you don't pay attention at all, he will take advantage of it.
And the Savakul keeping a close eye on him. Bench takes a knee-high strike. 2-2. We got a very friendly win for the left-handed hitters today, blowing out to right. Another pickoff throw. Safe again. It's very quick moves to first base by Savakul. Pitch misses outside. Full count. Now, this looks like a good time for Cuevas to run. 3-2, one out.
Definitely the time to do it if you're going to make that play.
He's gone. And it's a swing and a miss and no throw. No, Benj cannot hold up. He strikes out swinging, but Hernandez doesn't unleash the throw. So it's stolen base number 17 on the air for Cuevas. He's in scoring position with two outs in the seventh. The Mets down a run. And Marco Vargas, awfully quiet since coming off the injured list. 0-3 today. Can he get a big hit here and tie this game?
Unfortunate, Benj couldn't hold up there on that swing. And we would have had runners on first and second with one out, but still a chance here for Vargas.
Savakul could not keep Cuevas from stealing second, even though he kept paying attention to him. At least wants to hold him somewhat close at second base now. And Vargas fouls one away. Savakul walking the nine hitter, but then striking out the 1-2 hitters. Only had two strikeouts in four innings coming into this, those two batters. When he needed it, he got it. There's activity in the Palm Beach bullpen, so he could be coming close to the end of his night. And he will step off. Timeout call, so that's it. That's two disengagements. Timeout called by the catcher, Hernandez. So Cuevas, not that he's going to steal third, but the focus will be on the plate. Breaking ball in there for a strike. That's one that might be a ball on a non-ABS day.
Now, what the two disengagements does do for Cuevas, he can take a little bit of a bigger lead. So if the ball does get in the outfield, a better chance to get home.
Breaker outside, 1-2 on Vargas. Savakul, mid-80s with his pitch count. Trying to nurse a lead through seven innings. 1-2 to Vargas, and Vargas will take it away for ball two. Starter Roberta, minor league rehab appearance, went two innings, one hit, four hits, one unearned run. 2-2 pitch, it's in the dirt. And Savakul has pitched the bulk of this game for Palm Beach. Fell behind. Vargas fell behind 0-2, but has now worked it full. Payoff pitch. Vargas rolls it foul. Another off speed. It's been heavy, heavy sliders and change ups from Savakul. Two pitch again, and it's hitting the center field, falling fast. Cordoba runs in, makes the catch. That ball would not drop. It was struck well, but it hangs up. Vargas is out in the Mets. Strand that leadoff walk. Cuevas left on second base as the tying run. We go to the eighth at Clover Park in the series opener. Cardinals lead 4-3. wind has shifted here at Clover Park. It's blowing straight in. It's howling. Howling. You can hear it on the crowd mic. We're in the eighth inning. Barreto will throw the first pitch, and it's popped foul at a play by Cordoba. See the flags off in the distance out to the right. Blowing straight in. Nobody's hitting a home run. I don't think. Not the way this is going. Shaking our camera. Barreto misses low. Barreto's pitched pretty well. Two innings, two hits, an unearned run. He struck out three, hasn't walked a batter. He's been a tough luck pitcher, though. This is his sixth game. Swing and a miss. And unless the Mets come back, it would be a fourth loss for him. He's pitched better than 0-3 record in five appearances. But sometimes you just have some bad luck.
Yeah, records don't necessarily mean everything on how a pitcher is doing.
Certainly not in this age of baseball.
He's definitely had a couple of tough innings here and there, but has also shown some really great innings.
Hey, go back to that last game he pitched in at Clover Park, the Saturday night against Bradenton, where he was one strike away from four shutout innings. Ends up surrendering a three-run homer. Here's a hard shot. That's a fair ball. Just tucked inside the line. Cordoba hustling towards second base. The throw gets away from Barrow. Long gave it a run.
Double.
It will be a double for Cordoba. And that is a big extra base hit in a one-run game in the eighth.
Now, there's that example of the tough luck just barely sneaks in and stays fair. Rolls all the way to the corner, and the Mets nearly had a chance to get him at second, but the throw a little bit too far off to the right, and Barrow couldn't field it cleanly and get the tag down.
Friedrich at the plate. Big guy, would he bunt? Mets actually thinking he might, as Vargas moving in at third. Pitches outside for ball one. No bunt shown.
That kind of situation where you have to play it. The Cardinals have already done it twice in this game. Don't want to give him another free base runner.
Oh, good stop by Ronald. That'll hold Cordoba at second base.
Ronald, who's been really good at the plate, he's had a really nice game catching tonight.
Yeah, two caught stealings. Essentially stopped everything he's been able to. You can't block them all, but he's gotten the majority. 3-0. Well, Friedrich the lefty, this is the guy, if you're Barreto, you want to take advantage of because you have a righty on deck, even though McGee's had a tough game. Missed high, the fastball. Four-pitch walk, that's the first walk issued by Barreto. Walks an issue for the Mets early in the game. They had five walks and two hit batters in the first five innings. And now Barreto in a bind. First and second, no outs. And are we going to have a pinch runner? Yes. Now Friedrich will depart. Gary Kendall will bring in a new player off the bench. That would be Lisandro Espinoza, a player the Mets have gotten to know well over the years, last couple of seasons. Officially waved in is Mr. Espinoza.
Well, Paul Beach knows this is a really big opportunity. One-run game, trying
eight
to get some insurance
Espinoza
runs.
Running at first base, eight Espinoza.
Bunt shown, popped up and caught, and the throw to first is going to be caught by Barrow in time to double off Espinoza. Nobody's covering third. Barreto forgot to go cover, so Cordoba will advance, but the Mets a two-for-one as the bunt comes in too hot. Vargas, nice running catch and the wherewithal to wait until somebody got close enough. Barrow and Cuevas, a near collision, but Boston makes the catch.
Got a little bit close there, but it works out very nicely for the Mets. Big double play. Now a chance just to focus on the batter, get one more out.
And a good stop in the dirt. If Barreto goes and covers third, then Cordoba would have stayed at second. Cordoba's only running there when he saw it wide open. One and zero on Martin. Mets have not fared well against. Lashes one out of play. Martin today a walk, a bunt, single, a hit by a pitch, and then the biggest play of the game, the error, on the ground ball out to Barrow. A throwaway led to a run directly, and then Martin reaching and scoring the go-ahead run. Can the Mets put a stop to him? Ball away.
Adam, I was saying he has found a different way every time to get on base as well. He's going for the ultimate trifecta of all the different ways to get on first. I think it's a hit and catcher's interference that's left.
Catcher's interference, that would be the fifth different way, yeah. Yeah, walk, hit by pitch, error. Three and one, and he flies it into left field. Long has a beat on it, fighting the wind, makes the catch on the run in fair territory, they say. The inning is over. How about that? First and second, nobody out. The Mets catch a break on the line drive bunt by McGee for the double play and that flyout. Mets remain down just one as we go to the home eighth. New pitcher on the mound for Palm Beach. In the bottom of the eighth, it's Luis Gastelum, the 22-year-old from Mexico. The Mets have seen him many times this year. He's been good in Palm Beach, 5-1 with a 2.95 ERA on the entire season. Two games in the FCL, 23 in Palm Beach, and gets a swing and a miss from Hernandez. Really nice performance by Savakul, who maybe didn't look like he had his best stuff early, but another quality appearance against the Mets. Five innings, four hits, two runs, walked four, struck out four. Gastelum misses outside with ball one. Also the new first baseman for Palm Beach, Josh Cross, one of the draft picks. Sixth rounder from Eastern Michigan will play first base. 1-1 is down and in. So you have the first baseman, Friedrich, reach on a walk, and then Espinosa pinch ran for him, immediately got doubled off. Not a great appearance there. And now Cross at the first base bag, guarding the line as Hernandez takes a strike. been a hotly contested ball game. Both teams have had a one-run lead. 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Gastelum strikes out Hernandez. Drops to 1-for-4 on the night.
And the Mets slowly running out of outs here to try and make a comeback. Still only down one run. Need a couple of simple base hits, simple walks. Just try and slowly get back into this game.
The Mets have 8 hits. That's the good news. As this pitch is over for a strike. Their last run coming from Hauk on a sack fly. That's 2-for-8. Runners in scoring position. Hauk flies a ball into center field at Cordoba. Tails right to him for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down. And Mets haven't had a hit since A.J. Ewing's 2-out hit in the 6th. 5 straight batters retired in a row. And now Serrano powered the Mets on Sunday with the 2-run homer and the go-ahead hit in the 7th. We'll come to the plate. And if you're thinking about a home run at this stage, I mean, it's a flip of the coin at what direction the wind is going at what time. As he hits a big bouncer to second, Martin will stab it, sets, throws. Serrano's retired, and that is a brief 1-2-3 inning from Gastelum out of the pen. Sends this game to the 9th. The Cardinals have a 4-3 lead. Getting down to the wire here at Clover Park in game one of this 6-game series. Cardinals aiming for an insurance run. Took a lead in the 6th inning. Throwing error by A.J. Ewing brought in the tying run. The batter who reached on that error ended up scoring the go-ahead run. That's a big swing. The Mets trying to overcome that shaky start by Kyle Crick in the rehab appearance when he hit 2 and walked 2 in the 1st inning. Tough runs against the Mets tonight. They have overall played one of their better games against Palm Beach. This ball is fouled off by Campos. Of course, the Cardinals missing out on a big chance last inning. First and second, no outs. They popped a bunt up for a double play as Barreto goes to work for his 4th inning. 3 innings and 1 unearned run. Gets this over for a strike to Campos. We'll use this timeout.
Barreto trying to hold this at a one-run game. Mets will have a chance in the 9th.
Yeah, curious to see how that bottom of the 9th goes. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike 3. Barreto gets Campos looking for the first out of the inning. That's Barreto's 4th strikeout. Mets will have Ewing, Long, and Cuevas, the 7-8-9, bottom of the order. And it's been 6 in a row retired by Palm Beach, entering bottom of the ninth, so we'll see how it goes. Well, the Mets make some noise. Get the top of the lineup and Barrow and his three hits back up there. As this one's fouled away by Weatherholt. Weatherholt, some quiet first game of this series for the number 7 overall pick. 0 for 3, strikeout, double play ball. He did walk and steal a base, score a run in the third. Part of a double play defensively. 1-1 pitches away, two balls and a strike.
Weatherholt hasn't quite found his groove yet. He was 0 for 3 in his last game for Palm Beach.
Yeah, these draft guys, it's been a minute since they played in a college game. As this pitch is a ball outside. Ooh, a strike correction. A late call on the ABS system. Strike is a strike. Yeah, you're playing in college games, then all of a sudden it's, you know, you're working out for the draft. Then you got to work out after the draft, and then you're right back into game action. 2-2 pitches, hacked foul. The guys that come out really blazing hot, I always found it very impressive. Sometimes it takes guys, you know, weeks to get going. Great example of that would be Kevin Parada for the Mets back in 2022. He got going just in time for the playoffs. 2-2, Weatherholt will take it outside. Full count. Weatherholt and a lot of other Cardinals draft picks, they played their first game the game after the Mets and Cardinals had a Sunday finale here. He flies it into shallow left field. This is a long run for Long. He makes the play. He's got a good beat out there in left field already. And Weatherholt 0 for 4. His Clover Park debut.
These are not easy fly balls either. The wind has died down a little bit from the way it was the last couple innings, but it is still blowing, and those balls are moving.
I looked at the radar between innings and said, usually when the wind picks up like that, there's something, a storm out there. Maybe not that close, but, oh, this ball is crushed to deep left field by Suarez, and it is gone. There's the insurance on one swing. Jose Suarez, who pinch hit in the seventh and singled, has homered to make it a 5-3 game.
That's a tough pill to swallow for the Mets. One run game, been playing very well overall, and one pitch just takes the wind right out of your sails. Now Barreto will have to try and bounce back at the last out, get his team back at the plate in the bottom of the ninth.
That pitch was right down the pipe, right into the barrel. A one hopper off the beach house patio there and into the night. One pitch later, it's a ground out by Petrutz. But is the damage done on the two-out home run? We will see. Mets face their biggest deficit of the night, down two with just the bottom of the ninth to go. Bottom of the ninth, Mets down 5-3. Thought for a moment it was going to be 4-3, but out of nowhere, the Suarez home run. Two outs in the top of the inning. That's given the Cardinals an insurance run. Will they need it in the end? We're going to find out shortly. Mets have not had a hit since A.J. Ewing got a two-out single in the sixth. Well, here's A.J. now. Can he spark something? He's also doubled and scored tonight. Gastelum, his first pitch, a changeup in for a strike. Gastelum only needed eight pitches to work a 1-2-3 eighth inning.
And for the Mets here, you're facing off a good pitcher in Gastelum. You haven't had a hit in a while. You're just going to have to take this one pitch at a time.
A check swing, and it's going to be blooped to third and caught by McGee. Not exactly what Ewing had in mind, just trying to hold up. For a moment, it looked like that might go over his head. But now...
Now, luck did not fall on his side on that one. Check swing doesn't get over, and already one out in the inning. Makes things a little bit tougher for the Mets.
Yeah, Jacoby Long, last time he was up, we were kind of geared up for a big at-bat. Tying run on third, and he quickly, in the very first pitch, tapped one back to the mound that was deflected to second for the third out. And he's 1-for-3 with an RBI single and tied the game at one back in the second inning. Ground ball deep to third, foul. Mets had six hits in their first three innings tonight, but just the Barrow leadoff single in the fifth and the Ewing two-out single in the sixth sent. So that was Savakul and Gastelum pitching well like they normally do. Palm Beach, best team ERA in the league. Not that close. A squibber out to second. Martin scoops and throws. Long busting it down the line, but he's retired. And now the Cardinals will try to retire the final nine batters of the night to finish off another win at Clover Park. They went 5-1 in the series here at the end of July. They're going 8-4 against the Mets in the 12 games at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's up to Cuevas to keep it going. He's drawn two more walks tonight. Fouls this one off, and that one caught a piece of her umpire, Tyler Vandenwader.
This has been a different game ever since the seventh inning, as Palm Beach has pitched extremely well. No question about it. Credit where credit is due.
Adam Devery, your trainer, out to have a look. It's the home trainer's responsibility to take a look at the umpires when needed. Tyler will be okay. Mets, they started this season 6-0 on Tuesday home games, but barring a probable comeback here, this would be their third straight Tuesday home loss. Can Cuevas give Barrow a chance? Gastelum's 0-1, a high strike, and the Mets are down to their final strike tonight. Time called. Cuevas will use the one and only. Gastelum's 0-2 pitch, and he strikes out Cuevas to end the game. The tag put on there by Hernandez. And the Cardinals roll into Clover Park and take the series opener by a score of 5-3. And they form the happy high five line between the mound, second, and the dugout for the sixth time in seven games at Clover Park in 2024. Mets bats looked hot early. Two hits from their first two batters. They had six hits in the first three innings. But the Cardinals put the clamps down with Savakul and Gastelum, and they took advantage of the early walks and the error at second base by Barrow there in the sixth inning to turn a deficit into a lead. Tough pill for the Mets to swallow. They thought they played pretty well in this game. You take away that error, some of the Kyle Crick walks. You never know what you're going to get with those long-term rehabbers. And they were right there with the Cardinals. But it's Palm Beach again. They've been the best team in the East all season long. And they are now one game better after this 5-3 victory tonight. The winning pitcher is Savakul. Losing pitcher, Barreto. Gastelum credited with the save, two perfect innings. Palm Beach will improve to 33-14 in the second half. It's their 70th overall win on the season against 43 losses. That's now 17-30 in the second half, 39-74 overall. Cardinals win 5-3. We'll come back and wrap it up on the postgame show.
Located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you high atop the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth. Grounds crew about to get to work. A quick turnaround for that crew along with these teams as we have a game tomorrow at 1:10, game two of this series. But first, we have to wrap up this 5-3 win by the Palm Beach Cardinals, and we can roll through the highlights of game one of this series. Started with some good defense as Barrow and Houck nearly combined to turn a double play. Thought they might have, but it's just a fielder's choice for J.J. Weatherholt. There were two walks and four hit batters in the first inning, but the Mets did not give up a hit, only allowed one run on a hit-by-pitch. And the Mets were only down 1-0. They tied the game on a Jacoby Long single in the next inning, two innings later. And then Barrow with a nifty slide there beats a tag. He would end up scoring. And Ronald Hernandez, a couple of good throws to second. Irvin Cota, he pitched well as Colin Houck did have one error but made that nifty play on the backhand, rode up his arm, popped it up. Made the catch. Here's the long single in the second inning. Just dunked it in, and that would tie the game at one. Jacoby's first plate appearance at home, and he gets a hit. Boston Barrow would get a third hit. That one in the fifth inning. But great double play turned Friedrich out to his shortstop, Weatherholt. Maybe the best play Weatherholt made all night. Well, that kind of snuffed out a hopeful Mets rally. Mets, though, they were struggling to put this inning to bed. They finally did in the sixth on that double play ball. Easy turn. Hernandez throwing out another base runner. Ronald throws out two tonight. And here's the line drive bunt caught by Vargas. Throws back to first base. Dangerous play. Barrow makes the catch. Runner would end up going to third, but the damage was done by the Mets defensively there to get the two outs. But the offense just dried up as a good breaking ball by Gastelum ends the game. So we welcome you back up here now into the broadcast booth. Jake, the Mets, their new draft picks made their debuts. We saw the debuts, the Clover Park debuts at least, of some Cardinals prospects who looked really good. I know the game didn't go the way the Mets wanted to, losing 5-3, but it was a competitive game, and I think a good sign for things to come on the week.
Yeah, this Palm Beach is the best team in the Florida State League, and the Mets played a very close game, and they played very well overall. A couple of errors in this one, a couple of walks early on, little things that did not go their way, and they can try and clean up the rest of the week. But overall, this is a much different-looking team than we saw a couple of weeks ago. They've definitely been playing a lot better. If they clean up those little mistakes, there is no reason that they cannot get back in the win column quickly here against a very good Palm Beach team.
So we're going to do this again tomorrow, and it's going to be a fun day. We're the MILB free game of the day tomorrow. Valley Live, MLB TV, MILB TV. Jet Williams, the Mets now number two prospect behind Brandon Sproat, will be making a rehab appearance for St. Lucie. We'll have some draft picks in there again. Palm Beach Cardinals going to roll into town with their draft picks. Going to be a fun day. Don't forget, it's a 1:10 first pitch machines airtime on all those networks I just mentioned will come at 1 o'clock sharp. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover, Cardinals 5, Mets 3. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.